Hi, this is Terry Nunn from Berlin. I'm totally jealous because you're in Ventura and I'm not, and it's probably one of the most gorgeous places ever anywhere. And you're listening to Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1520.
The 805.
Ventura Highway.
Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
California dreams.
Yeah, baby!
Let's back up and move to California.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy.
Beer, beer, beer. I'm going for a beer. Beer, beer, beer.
Why is it every time the song comes out, you start smiling?
This is my favorite song.
I get the wiggles too.
Yeah, there's something about this that, you know, it just makes you happy. Beer, beer. We could have written that song.
I don't know why I haven't.
All right.
This is what I wake up to. I mean, this is my theme song when I wake
that's
up.
That's it.
In
that's the
morning.
Alarm.
What am I doing today? Beer, 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 beer. There it is.
Yeah. Okay. We got Curtis Taylor Hop Headset. So what's going on in the beer world?
Well, we're coming up to Thanksgiving, and this is my favorite food holiday of all.
Okay.
And there is nothing better for me than beer and food together. And so I've got three different Thanksgiving kinds of entrees mm-hmm. for people to experiment with this year.
Beautiful.
And one of them is a beer brine. And I didn't understand brines very well.
Right.
I still don't. So a brine has you put the turkey in the brine, which is in this case it's full of beer, salt, sugar, and all kinds of spices. And so what happens is the moisture or the liquid in the turkey to reach equilibrium goes out, it releases the moisture in the meat, but then it gets pulled back in with the salt and the spices.
The brine.
Right, the brine. The brine gets pulled back into the muscles, seasoning the
turkey. I was always wondering how the liquid got into the turkey. I thought maybe you had to poke it or do something.
Yeah, because you see that on info commercials where they're squeezing, they're giving it a uh-huh. shot, you know?
Right, underneath the skin and everything. No, this is just being sucked right into the turkey. Mm. After it kind of reaches an equilibrium, then all of those spices and seasonings get pulled back into the meat. And the seasonings don't come back out.
Okay, quick question for you. When you're brining this turkey and you've got it in the beer and you've got it in the salt and all that, is the turkey's completely covered, right? In other words, you filled it up where the turkey's underneath water.
Right. And it may float a little bit. So I'm halfway through the brine, just flip it over. And I've got a big tub that I use. I've got a spare beer fridge that I keep it in for a couple days doing this. So anywhere
that's
between,
what I was going to ask you is how long?
Like sometimes you see people say websites will go just as short as 4 or 5 hours. I'm going a full 48 hours because I want all of the beer and spices as much anyway as possible to be soaked up into the
bird. That's a good point because one of my favorite I guess it's brining for chicken is beer. I just put my chicken in beer, and wow, is it tender when I cook it.
Right. Well, and then so
no, I moisture, agree. And the beer is good for everything.
And the moisture gets trapped inside the muscles and can't get back out. So that's one of the reasons why
you know, I never knew why it worked.
And then when you're baking it, then you've got this nice crispy skin everything else, and then all of the juices stay inside. The one thing that one of the things that I like to use with these are holiday ales, and there's one called Wassail by Full Sail. But you can use any holiday beer because they generally have spices in it, some cinnamon, maybe some clove, those kinds of things that'll get pulled into the turkey. And as you're looking and when you start thinking about what else are you eating that day, cloves, cinnamon, all of those things.
Right.
Those are the kinds of things that you think about when you think of pumpkin pie, turkey,
cranberries,
stuffing,
cranberries,
all that kind of stuff. So this one, this particular recipe is on my website, hopheadshead.com, and it's really, really easy. It takes 30 minutes to cut things up. You put the turkey in for 2 days, and then you're done. Then you bake it whatever way you feel comfortable with. But it does take a gallon of beer. So you're talking
a lot of beer.
So you're talking 2 6-packs. Now that's for a 15 to 20 pound bird.
Okay.
So if that's
your spice,
doing,
man, that's what you're using, you
right,
know.
Right. And so you end up it gets baked and all those especially in the Wassail, it has this sweet caramel flavor in it, and I'm reading through my notes here, and it has these spicy ginger sort of aroma flavors in it from the spices that they use. So all of that just gets pulled into the bird.
I actually pulled up your website, and it's really easy to read and to kind of see how to make it.
Yeah, so, yeah. And
do you have any pictures of us on there?
I do have pictures of you.
Oh, thank you.
And of Sandy. Right.
Thanks, Curtis.
Sure, sure. And cute little videos, too.
So what else do you have?
Okay, so then that's the bird, but let's talk about desserts, because that's really what we're here for, right? So
Sandy is, I can tell you that.
So there's another winter or holiday beer called Old Fezziwig.
And I love that one.
And it's Sam Adams.
Sam Adams, I love that
and
beer.
And it's available now in their mixed 12s, and I don't know if you can find it in six packs.
I've never seen it in a six pack, and I will say that is one of the best beers out there. I love that beer.
Right. So this one, now just think about the flavors here. There's caramel, there's chocolate flavors, there's some cinnamon, a little bit of ginger spice in that. Those are all the things that are going to go well with a pumpkin pie, with your turkey. And so you could drink this as well with your turkey. But if you're, this one I paired with a pumpkin crisp, and it's kind of like a pumpkin cake. And you've got pumpkin spice in it, which is nutmeg and cloves and all those kinds of things. And so, I mean, it's just this natural pairing. They've got this base layer, and all of those flavors resonate with each other.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
That's yum.
And that's on your website also?
That one's on my website, and that one's really easy. You mix everything together, you put it in a pan, and you bake it like a cake. That's all it is.
Nice.
Then there's a pumpkin roll, which is a little more technical, but I did it for the first time last year, and you just, if you follow the directions, if you've got any kitchen skills at all, you'll be able to do this one too. And so this one I'm looking, pairing with a Weizenbock, and a Weizenbock is a wheat beer. And Bock is, you think of lagers and German-style beers with a Bock. Bock is a strength indicator. So if you see the word Bock on it, you know that the beer is at least 6.5%. This is a Weizenbock, which means that it's made from wheat, and it's at 7.9%, so almost an 8% beer.
Yeah, that's good.
So you're talking all these, the wheat smooths out everything and gives it a real velvety kind of mouthfeel. And this one is with a pumpkin roll. So think of a pumpkin cake, real flat, rolled up with cream cheese frosting in the inside.
Cut. Oh my gosh.
Nice.
I'm already hungry.
Did you bring any?
No, I don't. I haven't made it yet.
Oh,
it's coming up though.
Well, you're going to be gone here real quick then, because I wanted that. Go make it.
Like, I'm so disappointed that you didn't bring that one with you.
Yeah, goodbye.
But this one, but the Weizenbock's, this one is out of Washington. But if you're anywhere else in any of the beer stores, look for a Weizenbock, and you can these have a sweet caramel malt flavors, clove spice. Then because of the wheat, there's a little bit of a cherry tartness on the backside, so it helps to clean and cleanse your palate after you've had.
So this one's a good last one.
This would be for your dessert.
Okay.
And dessert having beer. at the end. Although, I mean, if you started with it, you could carry it right through. All the way through.
Okay.
And be happier by the time you got done with it too.
Very
all right,
cool.
Well, that's what I've got anyway.
You know, so that's awesome.
I hope that people try some of these great recipes, because there's so much to explore with beer, and especially with Thanksgiving foods.
I think I'm actually going to do that this Thanksgiving. I'm going to have beer with my turkey instead of wine.
I've always had beer with my turkey.
It's a slippery slope.
Hey, so do you think beer and honey would be good for my throat?
Absolutely.
What did I tell you once before? Beer is good for everything.
It cures everything.
It cures everything.
It's good for what ails you.
Thanks,
yeah,
Curtis.
It's the penicillin.
So go to hopheadsaid.com.
Hopheadsaid.com. On the front page, you'll see a link for Thanksgiving feasts or beer dinners, and you'll find all the stuff there.
Awesome.
Beautiful. Right. Have a nice holiday, Curtis.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You got it, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.